This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Meanwhile, with the China tariffs discussions, we're also not forgetting the North American Free Trade Agreement. There are high-level talks set for today, with the administration hoping for a sketch of a deal with Mexico and Canada maybe this month. As Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer reports, still a lot of hurdles.
Stumbling block number one, the U.S. has been insisting that 85% of a car's components need to be made in the U.S., Canada, or Mexico to avoid certain tariffs. And those components have to be manufactured according to certain labor standards, or they don't count. Phil Levy is at the Chicago Council on Global Affairs.
You need a $15 an hour minimum wage for things to count. And that's not what pay is in the Mexican auto industry.
There are other hurdles, the U.S. insistence that NAFTA be renegotiated every few years, differences over how to settle trade disputes within the bloc. But Henrietta Treyes of Veda Partners says U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer and the other negotiators have a 50-50 chance of reaching some kind of agreement.
Nothing's final until the fat lady sings, really, and they haven't been in a position to sing yet. Lighthizer is effectively saying that this weekend they're going to start singing.
Treyes says they could announce something next week at the Summit of the Americas in Peru. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.